Welcome to DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. Thankful to be with you and grateful you've taken time to listen today. Do you remember those teenage years when you wanted something from your parents? Whether permission to go out with your friends, borrowing the car, or a few dollars for something? You'd measure your words carefully. You'd plan your approach down to the details. Why? So you could be as effective as possible to get your desired outcome. And sometimes it worked great. And other times our approach was off and things didn't go so well. On the other end, we have all experienced someone approaching us the wrong way. Maybe we shut down quickly, said no, didn't give much thought to what they said, and it was all just because of their delivery. They may have even been right or had a good point or were onto something, but because of how they engaged, it was a no-go. Well, over the past month, I've been sharing how I've been going through the life of Joseph in the Old Testament, and I've shared a few things on our DriveCast from Joseph's life that have impacted me, but today's hits home a bit more personal than any of the others. You see, with Joseph, after all that he had suffered and he went through, he actually rose to a position of power in Egypt. He was second in command only to Pharaoh. And during this time, a famine swept across the land, and Joseph had been wise enough to stockpile grain, so much grain that everyone was coming to Egypt to buy from the surplus. And sure enough, the famine reached Joseph's homeland, and his brothers had to come to Joseph to buy the grain. And they already came once to buy the supplies and the grain that they needed, and there was a situation with their money that didn't go so great, and now, after going back home, they needed to come back because their grain supply ran out. Now, remember, these were the same brothers who plotted to kill Joseph, threw him into a pit, and sold him into slavery. Yet as these brothers came to Joseph, since it had been so long, they had no idea it was Joseph, their brother, that they were dealing with. They simply thought it was a high-ranking Egyptian official. Well, the brothers, still thinking of the financial mix-up from their previous trip, are now in front of Joseph, this bigwig. And they had to be thinking, gosh, we're going to be in some serious trouble. Maybe we're even going to be seized or thrown in jail or become slaves. Yet what we see is Joseph treated them with love and kindness, and that this love and goodness from Joseph would win his brothers over and bring them to full repentance for how they wronged him in the past. Listen to how Joseph approaches them and responds in Genesis chapter 43 and verse 16. It says, "When Joseph saw Benjamin, that was his youngest brother, with the rest of his brothers, he said to the steward of his house, 'Bring the men into the house and slaughter an animal and make ready, for the men are to dine with me at noon.'" A few verses later, we're told that the brothers were brought into Joseph's home. They were given water. They were allowed to clean up after their long journey, and even their animals were given food. And that when Joseph came home, he inquired about their welfare. He asked them about their father. He says in verse 27, "Is your father well? Is he still alive?" After all his brothers had done to him, Joseph could have plotted revenge, payback, a big "I told you so," rejected them, any number of things. Yet Joseph responded in kindness and generosity. He prepared a meal for them. He took care of them. He took care of their animals. Joseph showed genuine interest in their well-being and their father's well-being. And do you know what we find out in the next chapter? We find out that this kindness and this goodness and the approach from Joseph, well, it led to his brothers confessing to God all the wrong they had done to Joseph. It led to genuine repentance in their lives. Well, this reminds me of a time in my life, a time when I was far from the Lord, not living as I should, not honoring God or following Jesus. And it was a time when a gentleman named Matt Stepp decided to invest in me, mentor me, pour into my life, and help me get back to Jesus. His approach was much like Joseph's. Did he speak truth into my life? You bet. He never held back, but he always dealt with me in a gracious, loving, kind-hearted way. He took genuine interest in me and my life, and he took care of me. And in doing so, he earned my respect and trust and confidence. And it all led to some genuine repentance in my life that was much needed at the time, and it led to me turning my feet back toward Jesus. In reading about Joseph and reflecting back on my life, this approach that Matt Stepp had, this approach that Joseph had, this was a Jesus approach. Because you see, Jesus loved us when we were unlovable, when we were full of sin, and when we were unworthy. Jesus could have yelled and condemned and pronounced us guilty, and he would have been just in doing so. Instead, he loved us by going to the cross for us, dying for our sins. And he did so that we may repent and turn from our sins and experience true riches and blessings in him. I'm personally convicted and grateful for the approach of my friend Matt, for the example of Joseph here in Scripture, and ultimately for Jesus' grace in my life that brought about repentance, new life, freedom, and joy. As we head into the weekend, may we reflect on, give thanks, and praise Jesus for the goodness, kindness, love, mercy, and grace he's shown into our lives. May we learn from the example of Joseph and be mindful of our approach, full of grace, full of truth, but showing genuine interest in people and being Christ-like in how we interact with others. Because remember, it's much different than those teenage years long ago. The stakes are much higher. It's not just about borrowing a car or getting a few extra bucks for gas. It's about reaching people for Jesus. And our approach may just be the difference between drawing someone in, drawing them closer to Jesus, or pushing them further away. May we be a people who respond like Joseph did. May we be a people that respond like Jesus did to our lives and continue to point others to him. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us great kindness and mercy and grace in Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank you for loving us when we didn't deserve it, couldn't earn it, or pay it back. May we learn from how you treated us, and in doing so, may we love and show kindness and exhibit goodness and patience in reaching others in your name. May we do so with grace and truth, and may we point people to you and see your redemptive work in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.